Number two on our agenda is Newport Harbour Wards Progress Report. The Harbour Wards report sets out the findings from the condition report, which was undertaken in 2014, and the current situation in relation to urgent repairs that are required to ensure that continued use of certain sections of the quay. I'd like to ask Sean if he could go through some of that report, please.
Thank you, Chair. Following on from the report, we've been working with local company Richard Wilmot, who undertook the 2007 and 2014 wards surveys. We've been working with them to identify the areas of wall which require the most attention, the most urgent attention. I'm actually meeting with them again next week. We'll be walking certain sections of the walls, and following on from that, we'll be putting together a detailed specification for the repairs that are required in those areas. Those repairs will take into account the historic nature of the walls and locations and the environmental sensitivity surrounding those works. I anticipate we'll be going out to tender in the next 6 to 8 weeks for those works, and having them completed by the end of the current financial year, subject to any statutory permission that might be required. Obviously, working within a harbour which has environmental designations, we might need to talk to the management organisation, the environment agency, to seek their thoughts on whether any permissions are required. But work is moving ahead. One of the things that's set out in the report is to highlight is this is just the very initial phase of works required for the wall. Extensive further works will be required over the next few years to ensure we can maintain the integrity and the operation of the harbour as a successful port. Do you have any questions on the report?
Do you have any questions?
The scary bit, of course, about this report is the number of notes on the figures. I'm still struggling with a short-term cost of £822,000 plus another £400,000 worth of dredging, the final £1.2 million from somewhere. Now, I assume that if the work that is required over the next 1 to 5 years isn't done, that there will be safety issues because parts of the harbour wall will crumble. I think there's already elsewhere in the port a comment about the fact that dredging hasn't happened, means that tidal scattering is having an impact on the harbour walls. And I just wonder, out of that list of figures, we seem to have 6 separate figures in short-term, 1 to 5 year costs. Whether any of those are likely to arise very rapidly, because clearly there isn't money in the hard fund, and we would have to pull it out of the council's reserves to cover it. So we appreciate the comment.
One of the things I discussed with Richard Wilmot is clearly the current report we're considering, which from 2014, as I said, builds on the report from 2007. What I'd like to do is obtain feedback from them to actually resurvey the walls. I'm conscious that 4 years has passed to ascertain the actual degradation resulting from the lack of dredging. So I've been asking for feedback to do that, which I'll bring back to in the next board. So we can consider whether we want to do that. What we also need to do is to look at a dredging program for the harbour. As you said, there isn't any money actually in the harbour funds to do that. But by failing to carry out dredging, we are actually worsening the condition of the walls. So that is something we need to do. And yes, the short answer is by failing to undertake any dredging, those works could become more immediate. That's very much a movable fix, but that is the immediate priority of the summit.
Supplementary,
Yes, of course.
Thank you, thank you, Sean. Okay, so we can see that that should be a priority. It's a much of a stitch in time sort of issue. Overall, the dredging bill is estimated at about 400,000. Is that programmable so that we can actually deal with a part of the dredging to reduce the areas most at risk? Or is it something that has to be done as a whole because dredging on it has a, perhaps an unexpected effect on the remainder?
From previous experience, dredging certainly dried harbour, so on a smaller scale, the mobilisation and demobilisation costs are quite significant. So I think we'd look to carry out one capital dredge to address all the issues and make sure we get maximum value from the carrying out that activity. So we'd like to give us one capital dredge and have one running managed mobilisation cost to do that rather than a series of maintenance dredges. That will put us in a better place going forwards once we get the harbour to a level which is acceptable in terms of the movement sealed. We can then have a maintenance dredging program to keep that in the most cost effective way at the best operational level.
Sorry, the answer to leave to my questions.
Andrew.
Thank you, Chair. Is it my understanding that what you're looking at is the first column kind of works, just the essential, or is some of what you're looking at potentially doing is also bringing in that kind of longer term kind of work? So it's not clear to me whether or not there is something to be gained by actually addressing the longer term and the shorter term at the same time, although of course the financing of something like that might be interesting. Councillor Hutchinson would want to get his head around, but it always concerns me though that we find ourselves doing essential stuff and then finding ourselves doing stuff for the longer term simply because we weren't prepared to do two things together. And I wasn't quite sure whether it was two separate parcels of things that we're looking at doing, or actually if we're trying to address the two phases, at least in some of the parts of things, to go.
Certainly, the sum of money which has been allocated in this current financial year, which is 300,000, will be very much just addressing the essential issues at this time. We have revisited the survey report and looked in detail at the triangle model at each section to see if within the longer term areas require attention and anything immediate. So we have carried out a complete review. They've walked the whole river and all the wall sections. We'll review that at the end of next week. So unfortunately, finance is dictating it will be the short-term measures. But we have reviewed that time frame without carrying out a further survey. We are conscious that it does need to be a phased approach. And we're spending £300,000. It is a stitch in time to make sure we don't have any failures in the short term.
Chair, if I may, in terms of the longer term, the regeneration side of things, there's mention of complementing the work being done there. Is there any risk of finding ourselves regenerating in such a way that we actually have to undo work done, or will be terrible phrases to use, future proofing that element?
Certainly, in terms of the work going forward after year one, the essential works. We have written a dialogue with the generation team to make sure that if there are any definite proposals moving forward, we can try and link the work in with us, trying to get an advantage through that process, and possibly even get it up completely funded. But the more survey reports have been shared with the generation team, so that would be made available to the master plan, so they are fully aware of those conditions.
Thank you.
Do we have any more?
Okay, Chairman, I've added information to that, and Councillor Garrett's quite right. We need to make sure that whatever is done as part of our operational and maintenance work, the money isn't wasted as regeneration comes on forward. Councillor Whittle and I sat through a week or so ago number of presentations from companies bidding to undertake the Newport Harbour regeneration master plan. I think that we now have chosen the preferred bidder, and that information will be available and released in the course of the next few days. One of the things that was very plain in the bidding was that the sorts of things that you have outlined have to be taken into account, and we're also wanting to make sure that the way in which the harbour develops is tied in very closely with the Newport Town Centre, because the two are two parts of the whole.
Councillor Price.
Thank you, Chair. With regards to the essential works, would you suggest that the dredging should come before any major works start on water at all? Is the dredging really the first thing to be getting out of the way? I just would worry that we're, I don't know much about harbour walls, obviously, but I would suggest that it would be harder to do carry out repairs, and it will be already damaging what's there if the dredging isn't done first. That's sort of my question. Thank you.
That's a very good question. We do need to undertake the essential works to identify areas of wall which are starting to fail and could fail in the physical term. Dislocation of bricks, masonry, which is starting to fall away, that can be undertaken without dredging works. Yes, in conjunction with bidding for money to undertake wall repairs, we do need to be mindful of carrying out dredging to facilitate those works. Where the water course has been diverted and built up with silt, we do need to remove that from the dredging license. So to go hand in hand, actually, perhaps we can't do one without the other to move forward in a logical way.
Do you have a supplementary? We have any more questions? question? Yeah. Okay, do we have... Can we go to a vote? Can we go to a vote on that, please? Those in favour? Thank you. Unanimous.
That's good stuff.